Have you ever noticed, sometimes when you're flying, the sky kind of like turns brown and green, and the earth is blue?
They say that's an unusual attitude for
Okay,
you to
okay.
have.
Anyway, joining us this morning is John Murdoch and
Ryan Herrick.
Ryan Herrick. I didn't get a chance to write your name down, Ryan. I'm writing feverishly
There you
of
go.
the Air Traffic Controllers Association. Is that correct? We left off national because everybody knows you guys are national.
Yeah, I hope
Yep.
everybody knows who we are.
Yeah.
So, somebody out there right now is going, "I've heard that voice." And I don't like it. No,
You'll
just
probably,
kidding.
Yeah, true statement.
Probably, yeah.
You didn't give me clearance the last time.
That's
What's
right.
up with that?
I feel like
That's
I
right.
got that yesterday a lot.
It's you.
Yeah, thank you.
You didn't say that.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to talk about IFR releases and canceling IFR clearances at non-towered airports.
Yeah, it's a hot topic. We've learned a little bit in our booth over there and just like to talk and clarify some things for some folks out there
Let's do
flying.
it.
All right. Well, I think there's two
Can it clarify IFR? Is that possible?
Yeah, I
mean,
follow.
That's the whole reason it's IFR,
yeah,
right?
It's
It's
hard
not
to
clear.
see. Yeah, it's not clear. You're correct.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest point there is we really appreciate it when you give us a call on the phone to pick up your clearance, right? You're on the ground, and we're not doing. We can pick up the phone and we can work out your IFR routing over the phone.
Okay, for a minute I thought that was sarcastic.
Yeah. No, not
no.
sarcastic. We
Okay.
really mean it. Yeah, it's a benefit to us, and we thank you. Because we can work anything out, right? And
Mm-hmm.
if you don't have a good routing, we can correct that routing and get you on your way a little bit quicker when you get airborne.
Okay. So you request IFR clearance, fly, and you're saying closing at a non-towered airport is something that you should do?
Yeah, oh
and
yeah.
And apparently
100%.
A lot of us don't?
Some do, some don't. I mean, you forget things.
Yeah.
I forget things, you forget things.
We
That's why you
all
got that
forget
nice
things.
Sign in the FBO that says, "Did you cancel your IFR?
Did you close your flight plan?"
Yeah.
Well, here's the question. What happens if you don't close the flight plan? You wander on home. Do people get upset?
Oh, it closes down the airport.
Oh.
I have to wait until I get a cancellation, be it from you, be it from the sheriff that's going and searching for your plane.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so if you don't cancel your IFR, we quickly start looking for you. And we'll reach out, see if somebody's at the airport, or try to get a hold of you on the radios. But if we don't, yeah, we're going to send the sheriff out there, somebody, the airport operator, to see if the aircraft's there. And, we're starting search and rescue stuff, right? And
let me ask this question from a standpoint of just about complete ignorance of IFR procedures. But when I get an IFR clearance, doesn't that automatically put me on flight following?
Well, no, two generally separate things.
Okay, so in other words, you're not necessarily watching me on radar, but you know I'm out there somewhere.
Well, so the way it works is when you're IFR, yeah, we usually use the radar, but we use some non-radar procedures to depart you and arrive you into the uncontrolled airport.
Okay.
And that's why it's important for you to cancel, because we don't know you actually arrived safely, right? And it's a check and balance for the pilot, that if you did have a problem on final or when you got on the surface, like, we're now looking for you, right? And canceling is really a confirmation to us that says, "Hey, we arrived and we're good. Everything's safe.
Okay,
and
everything's all right."
Yeah, and we can bring in another IFR arrival or departure, and they know the surface will be safe to land on and operate on that airport.
Okay, so you have to assume that if we don't cancel, there was a problem.
Yep, there was an issue. Yep,
100%.
Okay. And you're saying you close the airport, so that would be you're closing the arriving airport.
Whatever airport
where
you landed,
supposed to
where,
be, yeah.
wherever you landed, if we you gave you got an instrument approach, eventually, you fall off the radar. The tag drops off the radar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you landed. I don't know if you're sitting at the end of the runway in the dirt, or you just went home and completely forgot to call. So I have to protect that entire airport.
Okay.
Yeah. So if the whole point, so it's about 30 minutes, right? We're really interested. That 30-minute window is really important to us. But generally, most controllers know about how long it takes. And if we don't hear something, we're calling because we don't close the actual airport because we don't have that authority. That would be the airport, actually.
Right.
The airport operator. But what we do is we restrict all IFR inbound or outbounds because we don't know what's going on.
Right. You don't know the condition of the runway.
The runway. And we never know the condition of the runway, but we just don't know if you're down there flying in the pattern trying to make another approach or if something's going on. So we're just kind of waiting, standing by just to see what we need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that has to happen every single time.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You can do it in the air, or you can do it when you land and you're on the surface.
All right. There you go. The question I had was, can you cancel in the air now. When you have the airport in sight, you give you guys a call, because right after 9/11, you couldn't do that. I had a friend of mine I flew with, and when we had to cancel the flight plan on the ground, we could not call in and say, you know, we're suspending we're canceling IFR, we're going VFR. They wouldn't let us do it.
Yeah, it's actually not uncommon to cancel in the air.
And, okay. That's been changed then. You can now cancel in the air again.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Terrific.
Absolutely.
Now, great. What would be the reasons for canceling? Are you talking about canceling because I'm at my destination, or the weather has improved to the point where I don't need to fly IFR any longer?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of both. One is, if it's good weather and you're confident, right, and it's just a normal flight and everything's good, cancellation in the air is fine. But if it's marginal weather or we're low IFR or anything, yeah, keep the IFR to the ground, take it on the surface, because we're an extra set of eyes and ears for you.
Okay. I like extra eyes.
I do, too. It's good to be watched.
Most of the time.
Well, there were a lot of changes made around 9/11 because of what happened and everything, and that surprised me. And as a matter of fact, it surprised my charter pilot buddy, because we flew an airplane out of Leesburg, Virginia, right about like 3 days after 9/11, when the airspace reopened for general aviation, and he was caught by surprise.
Wow.
Can you speak to how many times a day people are not canceling their IFR after landing?
Three times a day we'll get that.
And it mucks up the whole system three times a day.
Right, and it mucks up where he works.
Right.
So three times a day at 130-some-odd terminals, that's 300-400 times, right? Now then, it's a little bit extra workload for just everybody involved.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, most importantly, we want to make sure you're safe, right? And if something did unfortunately go wrong, we want to make sure we're in front of that and try to get any assistance out there that we can as quick as we can.
Now, I was going to say, when you scramble resources, that's costing a lot of money, plus it's tying up resources that could be used elsewhere.
Correct.
Exactly, yeah.
Does this happen with airline flights, commercial flights? Do they still have to cancel IFR when they land?
Yes. Yeah. So there is some airlines that do fly in and out of uncontrolled airports, and same rules apply. And sometimes those professional pilots also forget to cancel. A little bit easier to find that big plane sitting on the ramp. Your plane tucked away in a hangar. A little more difficult for us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you have spies everywhere. I just know it.
So that's why they're putting all these cameras in at airports. They're finding all
that's
the people
right
that didn't cancel their IFR.
Yeah. Ugh. That's kind of freaky, actually.
I didn't know they were putting cameras in. That's scary.
Yeah.
Well, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't do anything really you don't want to have to explain.
It's a good rule to live by.
Yeah, it doesn't work, but it sounds good.
Yeah. If we can touch on one thing on the IFR clearances in the beginning, and if you're when you pick it up and we can give it to you, and we'll say hold for release. And then when you're ready to depart, taxi down to the end of the runway, give us a call. And then we'll release you off the airport. And then we're going to give you a clearance void time. And just to be clear, I think there was a little confusion that we heard yesterday that clearance void time is only to depart IFR, right? So if you don't make your void time, that's okay. Just stay on the ground, give us a call back. Your IFR clearance, your flight plan, it's all still there, still exists. You don't need to be re-cleared or anything. Just stay on the ground and we'll get you a new time. So it's not too uncommon that, you know, you did your run up and something looked a little weird, right? You need a couple extra times, see if the temps are coming up or the pressures are looking good, and no big deal. Just stay on the ground and we'll get you going when you're ready to go.
Yeah, because all that clearance void time really is just we're just protecting the airport to not allow another IFR aircraft into that airport.
Okay, until you're sure that they're clear.
Yep, until you come up off the airport.
Do you see pilot reluctance to communicate stuff like that with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
And all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're a little worried that if they don't make that void time, that we got to start the whole process over again. Not the case. It's just the depart IFR. In fact, we don't want you to rush, right? And we don't want you to feel rushed or that you're getting put in a bad position. So if you just need some more time, give us a call and we'll try to get you some more time.
Okay. Yep. Simple enough.
Yep.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, I'm going to be departing here IFR. You know, I follow roads tomorrow.
Okay.
In my car.
Yes. I'm going today.
It's a bummer, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, got to get back to work.
Yeah, unfortunately. Do you see a lot of IFR into untowered airports? I mean, I guess a lot of most GA is probably flying out of the smaller airports.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I only have 5 towered airports in my airspace. There's about 20 airports, so we get IFR all over the place. Sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's an easy route, sometimes it's a hard route. Just it kind of depends, and it kind of depends on the experience of the pilot too. Because I could rattle off a long clearance, they'll take it. They'll get every single thing I told them, and then there's some of them. I got to spoon feed it, and I got to take time with things.
Now I need a shovel.
Which is fine. That's what I'm here to do.
You probably need a baby spoon.
Yes, I do.
And nice and easy.
Can you get it in a straw?
Yeah, we can blend anything
that's
up for
right.
you.
Blend that thing up.
Well, you know, once again, that's a difference between a professional pilot and some guy who flies for fun.
Exactly.
Because the professional pilot is interfacing with the
okay,
system
right
daily.
There. The concept of IFR for fun. Yeah, uh-huh, right. All right, guys, I want to thank you for joining us. That is, hold on, Ryan, which I didn't get the
Ryan
last name.
Ryan Herrick and Gosh. John Murdoch of NatCat.
I'm going to get fired.
Where can we find you guys?
Oh, right over at...
We're right north of the tower, 1 block north of the tower.
Sweet.
All right, close enough.
Yeah, it'll work.
Remember, come on. When you get to your tent, cancel your IFR.
Exactly.
There you go.
Okay, we got all coffee right. and donuts.
Oh, nice. We're there, man. Yeah. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.